Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, welcome to today's episode. Today, I'm going to talk about freezer-friendly things, whole food plant-based meals and components of meals that you can make to have in your freezer, and why it's always a really good idea to have your freezer stocked with food. So I just got back home from Idaho, where I was with my sister as she passed, and I am definitely in the grieving process. That's for sure. I can feel it. It's here. It's heavy. It's sad. It's uncomfortable. It's full of love at the same time. It's a trip, and I'm here to experience it. So this is one example. This is actually what prompted me to record this particular episode, because you never know when a freezer full of food will be very helpful for you. So I talk often about batch cooking being like, the act of batch cooking is like making your own convenience food, right? So when you cook and eat a whole food plant-based diet, you have to prepare food. You have to spend some time in the kitchen because these ingredients are whole ass ingredients that you have to put together and that don't come in a box. So there's, you know, you buy produce and you buy some bulk stuff, some beans, some grains, some legumes, some produce, some spices, and, you know, some minimally processed food like some vinegars and stuff like that. And you put stuff together and you make your own convenience food so that when you're hungry, you can just open your fridge, grab and go. Grab different components and put them together like we teach you how to do in our meal plans, or you know, grab some soup, heat it up, and voila, you have lunch, you have dinner. So you're really making your own convenience foods. Now, you can make your own convenience food and you can freeze a bunch of that so that you can make convenience foods well in advance, so that you are, batch cooking is really, you know, it takes preparation and it really takes like some planning ahead. If you follow our meal plans, then you don't have to do the planning. We do it for you. You just put however many portions you want of each meal and we give you everything you need to follow along, including a grocery list. But you can, of course, do that yourself. And so that's really like being prepared, right? But if you have a freezer full of food, that's like being prepared times 10. It's like taking it to a whole nother level. Now, some people in our private Facebook group that I've seen, some of our Plant Fuel Life members will batch extra of certain things on their batching night and put half in the freezer and then have the other half for the week. And that's a really good way to do that. So I'm gonna talk to you about different ways to do this and different things that you can actually freeze, because I think most people don't realize how many things freeze really, really well. And there's certain things that you don't necessarily want to freeze, but I would say most whole food plant-based recipes can be frozen and enjoyed at a later time. So when I got home yesterday, I pulled out of my fridge chickpeas, cooked chickpeas. I had just batched because we've been doing the dirty batching, right? Everybody in the private Facebook group and our Plant Fuel Life members, we've been doing dirty batching every week. So everyone kind of commits to one of the featured plans that comes out every Friday, and we commit to batch cooking it over the weekend or, you know, later in the week, whenever your batching day is. And so I've been batching consistently, and I had just batched, what plan was it? I don't remember. It was a few plans back. I had just batched, and then got that call that my sister was going into hospice. So I jumped on a plane the next day, but I had all of this food and I just chucked most of it in the freezer and then like packed with me some food as well for the plane and stuff. But so I had this, so when I got home, I pulled out a bunch of food. We had, there was, I think the, and the end, let's see, there was split pea soup from the quickie meal plan that I had saved, that I didn't eat all of. And so I had just a freezer, you know, a pretty good amount of food in the freezer that I pulled out. And I'm so happy that I did that. Like, for example, I had for dinner last night, I had cooked some pasta and steamed some broccoli and put that in the fridge. And the day before I left, I just put that broccoli in with the pasta and froze it. And then last night, it wasn't totally thawed out, but I was hungry. And so I just took that pasta and broccoli, dumped it in a bowl, poured boiling water over it, and then added some tomato sauce, right? So super, super easy. And I was so happy to have that, along with the other stuff that's in the freezer as well. So there's a few things. So if you are a plant-fueled life member, this is going to be super easy for you. So if you go to our recipe vault and you open that up and you literally click on any recipe, we show you whether that is a recipe that can freeze or not. You just have to look at the little icon on the recipe. And if you see a snowflake, you know that that is a recipe that you can freeze. Alternatively, another super cool thing is to go to the recipe vault and click on filter the goods. So filter the goods and then tap or click on recipe tools and then click freezes well. Now, freezes well isn't a tool, but a freezer is a tool. So it made the most sense to us to put this here. But if you click on freezes well, then all the recipes that freeze well are going to come up and you can pick and choose what you want to make. You can even make your own magic meal plan using the magic meal planner to decide on, you know, a handful of these recipes, add them to your magic meal planner, then follow along, and you can make your own kind of freezer friendly plan, if you will. And you can do that 1 week or one part of the day, or use your batching time to do like half that and then half a regular plan if you want. Or sometimes what I see people do is, along with their meal plan that they're batching, they'll just batch like one extra thing to put in the freezer. So that's a really, really handy thing to do. And I have here, I'm seeing everything from like veggie burgers are really easy to freeze, all like soups and stews, rice, quinoa, different grains, all of our cheesy sauces are freezer friendly. Even here, this peaches and cream smoothie. I mean, you could really batch smoothies and freeze them. And this might be helpful for you just like whenever. You could batch a whole, you know, like 4 smoothies for the week, put them in the freezer, grab them, thaw them out, thaw one out at a time, and then like put that in your fridge and then have it the next morning. That's super handy, very efficient use of time. Jackfruit stuff is freezable, soy curl stuff, beans, you can freeze beans, you can freeze hummus, you could freeze salad dressing, you could freeze potatoes. Here's some seasoned red potato fries you can freeze. One word about dressings and sauces. If you freeze them and then you thaw them, so like if you take a... So what I recommend doing is taking them from the freezer and then putting them into the refrigerator and thawing them in the refrigerator and then heating them up when they're thawed. Now, sometimes if you freeze something, like one of our sauces or one of our dressings, and then you thaw it out in the fridge and then you whisk it up or you put it in a pan to heat up, sometimes it can separate a little bit. If you get separation, just put it in the blender, blend it up, and it'll kind of come together again like magic and be super creamy. So just a heads up on that. So yeah, tons of stuff to freeze here. Cinnamon spice sweet potato slices. You can freeze those. You can freeze our muffins. There's like literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. Now, another thing that you might be interested in is we have a meal plan that's called Freezer Friendly. And I'm going to pull it up. Of course, I'm doing this all in plant-fueled life right now. Yeah, it's called Freezer Friendly. And this is basically, here's what the description says. Stocking your freezer is key to surviving those weeks when things get a little too crazy. A variety of meals that freeze and thaw well, plus a few fresh ingredients on meal night, make this the perfect freezer stocking plan. Okay, so this might be a plan that you can make. You can like choose this plan to make 1 week. And when you're batching, you could use the little make more button to make like twice as much and then just freeze half and then eat half throughout the week, right? So this, so the batching on this would be cilantro brown rice, quesillo inspired cheesy sauce. It's like a queso sauce, kielbasa spiced beans and cheesy rice bake, jerk black beans, almond lime sauce. So those are the batching things. And then the meals are Jamaican jerk black beans and rice bowl. So that would be, you know, using the brown rice and the black beans and the lime almond sauce that you can freeze, and then adding like some fresh mango and some fresh avocado. And then sloppy jacks, that's like sloppy joes, and sweet Italian chopped salad. So you could freeze the sloppy jack filling and then thaw it out, put it on a bun, and then make just a quick chopped salad on the side. Kielbasa spiced bean and cheesy rice bake with sliced plums. So you would freeze the baked dish and then serve it with fresh fruit when you heat it up. And then there's a chili spiced white bean stew, freezes really, really well, and creamy chili spinach dip. And then a cheesy mushroom Florentine pasta. So the sauce was made on batching, can freeze that. And then you would just saute some quick veggies and put some toasted walnuts on top. So if you wanted to, you know, if you usually cook for two people, you could put the serving size to four and then just do it that way. Or when you're on your batching recipes, you would just make more of whatever items you wanted to freeze. But this whole plan is really, really freezer. It's freezer friendly. It was designed specifically for this purpose. Yeah. And then other than that, just filtering by the, you know, by whatever items are freezer friendly, and either saving them or loving them or doing the quick links in your, to your homepage in Plant Fueled Life, or making your own magic meal plan out of them. Super, super easy way to do that. And it's not just for times, right, when you're grieving. That would be one example of something that I'm going through that makes this very handy and helpful. But also just weeks where you know you're going to be really, really busy, right? And maybe you're not going to have time to batch cook over the weekend. And if you've planned in advance and you have your freezer stocked with, you know, some beans, some grains, some veggie burgers, a soup, and, you know, a sauce and a dressing, then you'll be good for the whole week if you have that ready to go. It could be that you, you know, just don't feel like it sometimes. Sometimes we get kind of down and we just don't feel like batch cooking. And sometimes we pull up our big girl panties or our big person panties and batch cook anyways. And sometimes we say, fuck it, and we just don't. For those weeks, very handy to have stuff in your freezer so that you can just kind of fall back on that without falling into a convenience food rut and, you know, start to get takeout and frozen pizza and all of that stuff that's, you know, very convenient and very easy, but ultimately don't make us feel too good. Now, I get it. If you have to do that, you have to do that. And I understand that too. But really, really having a freezer full of food is going to be a fantastic thing to do for your future self. And maybe you don't know when you're going to need this food. Maybe you're like, I don't know, but in a month or two, I might need it. And so it's going to be there. And if you feel like, even if you do like a bunch of veggie burgers, and let's say a meal plan in the future has veggie burgers, you might say, oh, well, I have the frozen veggie burgers. I'm just going to pull those out of the freezer so that I don't have to make the veggie burgers in this plan that I'm doing, right? And that can also be really helpful to do kind of a mix and match thing like that. So there's all kinds of reasons. Any week that you're just in a pinch, or you just can't get into your kitchen, or you just are really not feeling it, those are the weeks. Or when you come back from a trip, that's another time that it can be really, really helpful. Because when you go on a trip, you usually get as much food out of the fridge as you can so it doesn't go bad. I always, try to use whatever ingredients are in the fridge. And then if I don't eat it all, just put stuff in the freezer, right? Because I don't want to leave a whole bunch of fresh produce in the fridge. And I try to leave my fridge as empty as possible. Then when I come back from a trip, the last thing I want to do when I first get home is go to the grocery store. Like, I want to get home, unpack, take a shower, like just take a pause. And then that's when that, opening up the freezer and being like, oh, what? And sometimes it's a mystery. It's like, I try to label what I put in the freezer, but sometimes it is a mystery. I'm like, these are some burgers that I don't even know what meal plan they were from. I don't know what exactly they are. But I know that I made them. I know they're in the freezer. And so I'm going to chow down on these. So after a trip could be another really handy time of having a freezer full of convenience food that you put together with your two hands. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. That's it. And as I go through this grieving process and I find things that are helpful food-wise, I will, of course, share them with you. Because the thing is, like, we're all going to go through this at one point or another. A lot of you already have. And if you haven't, the day will come when you do go through the grieving process, because it's just, this is life, right? This is the ride. And we all, none of us can escape this part. So, do what you can to support yourself through it. And if you can do some of that in advance, it's going to make it easier on you later. It's going to be a little act of self-love that you do for your future self that could really, really use your help at a later time. That's how I like to think about it, is I'm just like supporting myself now for later. I don't know when it's going to come, but I know it will. And so to do that for yourself is such an act of love and kindness and support and generosity to your future self. It really is. So I'm going to continue going through my grieving process, and I'm going to try to take it slow and just kind of not get back into my routine of doing a million things. And I'm going to try to just take a beat, take a pause and just slow down a little bit. And that's really what I'm being required to do right now, because I don't feel like I can do anything more. And so I'm going to honor that. I'm going to listen to that. And that's what it's going to be. Okay. So may your freezer always be stocked with plenty of whole food, plant-based meals and recipes that you make with your lovely two hands, so that your future self won't have to rely on convenience food that you did not make. All right. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.